K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is NASCAR driver, analyst, and now author, Kenny Wallace. Kenny, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm coming to you from a much better St. Louis, Missouri. We had about 14 inches of snow here 8 days ago, and now it's 58 degrees and all the snow's gone. So it's crazy weather nowadays.
Yeah, we had about the same situation last week, and now I can see the grass, so it's crazy.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, I'm excited to get the year going. 2014, we're getting ready to head down to Speed Weeks. You know, I always start the year out much earlier than the Daytona 500, and we're going to be down in Tampa around East Bay Raceway January 29th through February 1st, and then we'll run about 14 dirt races before we kick off the Daytona 500.
Wow, you'll be a busy guy.
Well, you know what? It's a lot of fun. A while back, I guess about 10 years ago, I asked my good friend Kenny Schrader, I said, Kenny, teach me how to race dirt. Mm-hmm. And Schrader's like, why do you want to learn how to run dirt so bad? I said, well, when I look back, you look at great race car drivers like Mario Andretti, A.J. Foyt, Tony Stewart, and I said, even you, Kenny, they raced it all, you know, dirt and asphalt. So I got addicted to this dirt racing, and now my good friend Clint Bowyer, Casey Kane, Tony Stewart, Bobby Labonte, even, you know, Richard Childerson, Dylan Boys, we're all running dirt all the time. And a lot of people don't know about it, but that's what we do during the weekday.
Well, you even came here to our local track at Plymouth Speedway for a couple of races last year on the dirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? That was for Hoosier Tires. You know, that track was definitely off the beaten path for me, but real happy to see, you know, the big car count now and all the fans turn out. You know, we'd all love asphalt racing, but everybody knows that, you know, dirt puts the fans on their feet. It's exciting, and every lap is a thrill. Plymouth is now rocking, and it's good to see those fans in the stands and, of course, the big car counts.
Well, we hope you come back this season.
Me too. Maybe I'll be there. I don't know. Right now we got our dirt schedule out. You know, that's looking good. Follow me on Twitter, Kenny_Wallace. I'll let you know what's up. Or go to my Facebook page, Kenny Wallace, official page. And we keep everybody going. But right now we're going to kick off the year with 14 dirt races down in Florida for Speed Weeks. We're going to run East Bay Raceway and then go up the road about 90 miles to Ocala at Bubba Raceway Park. And then Lake City, Florida on February 9th. And then the granddaddy of them all the NASCAR drivers, everybody, standing room only, starts February 11th at what we call the Dirt Car Nationals, my series that I run the modifieds. I'll be driving my Jegs.com dirt car, and I'll be hooked up with all the World of Outlaw guys, the Wing Sprint Cars, and, of course, Tony Stewart, Casey Payne, all their drivers, Donnie Schatz, Joey Saldana. That is my favorite time of the year to watch those sprint cars go.
So are you going to be driving in any Nationwide Series races this year?
Well, you know, after 900 NASCAR starts, and, you know, we made our 900th start last year up at Chicago, you know, I told everybody, I said, listen, I have not retired from driving NASCAR by any means, not at 50 years old, but I have retired from looking for the $100,000 that it takes per race. You know, everybody was always coming to me saying, hey, Kenny, you know how to get sponsors. Get us $100,000 and we'll let you drive our car in a 300-mile race. And sometimes you got to knock a little sense into people, and I got to tell them, listen to what you're saying. You know, listen to what you're saying. You want me to give you $100,000 to run a race that lasts 2 hours and 40 minutes? But my dear car owner, Robbie Benton, at RAB Racing, which is a team I've been with in NASCAR for the last 3 years, they landed a really good driver, James Buescher, who just brought the ring sponsorship. So he'll be driving car 99. And I'll make a couple races this year for sure in the car number 29, same car I drove in 2013 to 9 races. But for sure, we're winding down. We're not retired yet, but we're winding her down. We're ramping up the dirt car races. We're running way more dirt races, way cheaper, and a lot easier on the pocketbook nowadays.
Well, switching gears, pun intended, you're an author now with a new book. Talk to us about Kenny's Garage.
Yeah, my second book. About 8 years ago, we had Inside Herman's World, which was a great autobiography and really good book about my career. I met up with Barbara Terry in the Charlotte, North Carolina garage area, you know, the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Mm-hmm. And Barbara came up to me and she says, you know, hey, I got a great idea. Well, I checked her out. She's a legendary automotive writer. She writes about the automotive industry. So we got together and said, let's make a book called Kenny's Garage. Let's sell it for $9.95. Let's have one of the greatest publishing companies in the world, Waldorf Publishing. Let's have them on board. And then let's sell it on the biggest website there is for books, which is Amazon.com. So $9.95, Kenny's Garage. Download it on your Kindle while you're sitting in your pajamas. Make it easy. Real excited about the book.
Well, what's in it?
Well, the book is an extension to your owner's manual. What happens is too many people think an owner's manual is boring.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we said, okay, let's make it fun. Too many people buy a car, and the word warranty now has confused people. People go, oh, I got a car. It's got a 5 or 10 year, 100,000-mile warranty. People just get in their cars and drive them. They don't even know where the motor's at. They don't know how to put windshield washer fluid in. They don't know how to check their air pressure. So what this is a book to say, hey, listen, open the hood of your car. During these winter months when you cannot see where you're going and you're out of windshield washer fluid, open your hood. We give you tips on how to do everything. We tell you, hey, listen, check the air pressure in your tires, because people are frugal nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And as everybody knows, when we go from hot to cold, you'll lose a little bit of air pressure in those tires. And when your air gets low, you'll get bad gas mileage. Oh, man, we give some great winter tips in it. But here's the coolest thing about it. In the book, about every paragraph or so is one of my racing stories. Kenny's Garage, great car tips, mixed in with a lot of my racing stories. So really fun read, really cheap.
What is the most common maintenance issue that we may have on our cars that we just don't think of?
Changing your oil, checking your levels. That's for sure one of the biggest things. People that are lovers, great people, but they just don't even know where their motor's at. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You buy a car, you simply think you should do nothing. I've got friends that have said, I've never even opened the hood of my car. I bought it 3 years ago.
Wow.
You know, I just take it in to get the oil changed. Here's what I say. I say, listen, a car is the second biggest investment in your life. Everybody's dream is to own a house or have a house or an apartment or a mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to have our cars to go to work. If we don't have our cars, we don't know how to get to work. That's well over 90% of America. Everybody needs a car. So we give a lot of great tips in there to, hey, listen, you know, any time you can save yourself $30, that's 3 nights of eating out. That's what the book is intended to do. It's $9.95. Gives you a lot of great tips. We're very cheap here in Missouri. So the book is all about keeping your car in tip-top shape for no money at all.
Well, we'll have to check it out.
Yes, check it out. Go on Amazon.com, $9.95. Or while you're sitting in your house, download it on your Kindle.
Well, thank you very much, Kenny. And good luck to you in your dirt track endeavors this season. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Yeah, check us out. You know, as normal, I'll be on Fox Sports 1 every Sunday for the NASCAR races. And we'll see you at the local dirt track. And Happy New Year, everybody.
You heard him. That's Kenny's Garage. You can find it on Amazon.com. For Behind the Wheel, I'm Anita Gooden.